Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third, the DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third, the left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth, the catcher, Ron Pruitt. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dade. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive towards third. Hobson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blanks moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning bunts towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Blanks moves to third. Bell moves to second. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rice strikes out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grubb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Pruitt and he is safe. Remy steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 0 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Remy who tags Pruitt, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Torres, and towards Remy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to third. Evans moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dade throws the ball into Kuiper who tags Remy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Scott scores. Evans scores. Hobson moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hobson scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Pruitt and he is safe. Burleson steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Waite's now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Waite's, and towards Blanks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Manning reaches second base with a double. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Date hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning scores. Pruitt moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Pruitt moves to third. Date moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hobson hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blanks moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Remy moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thornton. Remy scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pruitt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Date hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Date reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 4 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dade moves to third. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Grubb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Hobson. Dade scores. Kuiper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Dick Drago now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.